AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The latest U.S. brokered talks between envoys from Moscow and Kiev over Russia's invasion of Ukraine have ended with no sign of a breakthrough. Both sides say the talks were difficult as the war's fourth anniversary approaches next week. The negotiations in Switzerland were the third round of direct talks organized by the U.S. after meetings earlier this year in Abu Dhabi. Prosecutors in Paris have opened two new investigations tied to Jeffrey Epstein and are calling on possible victims to come forward. A prosecutor says one case covers sex abuse crimes and the other covers financial wrongdoing. The move comes after the release by the U.S. Justice Department of more than 3 million pages of documents, as well as thousands of videos and photos related to Epstein. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a trial on social media and whether it harms children.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify Wednesday in Los Angeles in an unprecedented trial in which a now 20-year-old woman claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her depression and suicidal thoughts. Meta Platforms and Google's YouTube are the two remaining defendants in the case. TikTok and Snap have settled. At a congressional hearing, Zuckerberg apologized to families who say their lives have been upended by tragedies caused by social media. But a Meta spokesperson says the company strongly disagrees with the allegations in this lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Michaela Schifrin's 8-year Olympic medal drought is over. The American skiing standout put in two dominant runs to win the women's slalom at the Winter Games today by 1.50 seconds. Shares in Europe and Asia were higher, with Japan's benchmark gaining more than 1% after a quiet finish for U.S. stocks. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Japan has upstaged the United States in the short program of the women's figure skating competition at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Ami Nakai and teammate Kaori Sakamoto were 1-2 in the standings Tuesday night, while Alyssa Liu of the U.S. was third. College basketball, number 1 Michigan held off number 7 Purdue, 91-80. Wolverines guard Elliot Cadeau scored 14 of his 17 points after halftime and added 7 assists.
I felt like I was being aggressive in the first half.
Former Nuggets coach Doug Moe has died at 87. Tony Clark resigned as head of the MLB Players Association after an investigation discovered evidence he had an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law. And in golf, 15-time major champion Tiger Woods isn't ruling out a return at this year's Masters. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.